Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. Today he is reminding us of our unchanging perfection. Large numbers of you still do not believe in your own unchangeable perfection. As your collective awakening process approaches completion, an enormous amount of stuff is bursting into the collective consciousness for acknowledgement, thanks, forgiveness, and release. It holds within it many generations' worth of resentment, denial, and anger that has been deeply buried because it was too intensely painful to acknowledge, either as it was happening or at any time afterwards, up until now. Now the whole human collective is allowing it into awareness, and with it comes much guilt and shame for past, long-forgotten words and actions. It has to be dealt with now. Until it is complete, your awakening remains on hold. There is only a very little bit more of the awakening process that needs to occur before it comes to its most amazing and magnificent completion. However, all the stuff which is not and cannot be in alignment with love has first to be 100% released. A major part of the release is through forgiveness of everything that has collectively been buried and denied, namely not only the words and actions themselves, but also, of extreme importance, the collective shame and guilt arising from those words or actions which have also been deeply buried and denied. Guilt and shame are always completely out of alignment with love, because they refer to something that is totally unreal in so far as nothing that is not of love exists. But humanity, through generations of conditioning, has an intense belief in the validity of shame and guilt. This has to be released, along with all the judgment that has arisen from it. Mother, Father, God loves you all infinitely because you are her absolutely perfect children, just as you were created, and there is no way that you have ever departed from that state of perfection. Nonetheless, large numbers of you still do not believe in your own unchangeable perfection and are at present unable to fully accept and love yourselves, having accepted an invalid and unreal belief in your shame and guilt. Total and complete self-forgiveness and self-acceptance are essential, and if you will go deep within yourselves, open your hearts and invite love to enter, it will, and in doing so, it will show you clearly, without room for doubt of any kind, your perfect and utter sinlessness. You will see and know yourselves as the perfect divine beings that you are and always have been. What God creates is always and can only be perfect. Finally, you will know yourselves and, inconceivable in your self-chosen state of unreality, experience the most wonderful sense of joy. Finally, you will recognize yourselves as you truly are, free of every tiny aspect of shadow that has hidden reality from you ever since you chose to enter the illusion. The illusion dream that you are experiencing is unreal, and intellectually many of you know and accept this. Nevertheless, because your conscious awareness is mostly brain, emotion, body focused, you are generally unconscious of your true nature at one with Source, and live guided by your egos far more frequently than by your intuition. This brings the unreality of the dream illusion into sharp focus, making your human lives seem very real. Some humans, occasionally spend time daily in prayer or contemplation, when you can spare the time from dealing with the daily events with which life is almost constantly presenting you. However, the stuff now arising is very powerfully demanding your attention, and it is not something that your egos wish to attend to. This creates conflict within you, and your egos will do their best to distract you, causing you further fear, worries, and anxiety. So now, more than ever before in your lives, you do need to spare the time to go deep within, disregarding any feelings of shame or unworthiness that may arise, while having the patience to wait as your overly active minds quieten enough for you to be still and be at peace, or at least feel relatively calm, thus allowing love to enter your hearts. Because you each have totally free wills, unless you invite and allow love to enter, it cannot do so. When you take a very positive commitment to love in, it will powerfully assist you to recognize that you are and always have been perfect divine beings, freeing you from your invalid and misguided beliefs, and thereby enthusiastically encouraging you to release your remaining attachments to shame, guilt, and unworthiness. Total self-acceptance will become established as you forgive yourselves for all the errors and unloving words or actions you have delivered during your human lives, while believing that they really occurred. As you actually feel love embracing you wholeheartedly and unconditionally, which is the one and only way in which it always expresses itself, reveals its presence, it will most beautifully confirm for you that you truly are perfect divine beings. Therefore, I would substantiate for you once more that you are all, without any exceptions, perfect divine beings having a momentary experience of separation in which there seems to be extreme pain and suffering for vast numbers of you. That state is unreal, and you will awaken, because to do so is your destiny, returning you to your divine and sovereign state, at one with Source, in utter joy. Your loving brother, Jesus.